A woman in technology means that you're quite alone, because we've just talked about the fact that there are not enough women in technology, but it means you're quite alone. But I think that what it does, even if you look at the ITU member states, I think there are 190-something member states, there are probably about a dozen female ministers. And so you're quite alone, but that's not a bad thing. What it means is that at least for those of us that are in these kind of positions, we can actually influence how we use ICTs to empower women, how we use ICTs to be more women. Whether it's in terms of careers, it's in terms of being more producers and consumers of content on the internet, all those things matter in terms of closing this digital divide. So that's what it means to me. It's just being in a position that you can actually influence and ensure that we close this digital divide. For young women in ICTs, what I would love to see, honestly, is that if we had the Industrial Revolution, engineering, very much a field, male-dominated revolution, we now have the ICT revolution, internet, I would like to see a better balance between men and women. And really, this is possible. I see what's happening all over the world. We look at software development. It's not about brawn, it's about brain, it's about intellect, it's about creativity. All of these things women have in equal proportion as men. And I think that what my vision is to have many more women. It shouldn't be a gender thing anymore. Many more women should not mind being called geeks. Many more women should be involved in ICTs and all its ramifications. And really, I think this is very, very possible. And my vision is that when it comes to an ICT revolution, women will be just as included and just as empowered as men are. Just to add to that, a number of things that we found in the research that we did, particularly in Nigeria, where one of the reasons for this digital divide is because when it comes to other parts of disempowerment of women, education, access to education, that really does have an impact on access to ICTs and utilization of ICTs. So we still need to team up with other sectors to ensure that if we get women better educated, their likelihood of using ICTs is actually greater than it would be if they weren't educated. So that's another way in which we need to team up and ensure this thing happens.
And this is a cross-generational aim, is it?
Across generations, yes, but I think that what we do find is that the younger women are and the younger they're introduced into ICTs, the more likely they are to embrace ICTs growing up. So, yes, you're absolutely right. So, really, what the ITU has done, starting off with the girls in ICT Day, is tremendous, because what it does very early on is to show her that this is not a man's field. You can also be a telecoms engineer. You can also be an ICT person. You can also be a software developer. And once that is inculcated and ingrained in their minds, it's very much easy for them to continue with careers in ICTs and be, like I said, producers of content and not just consumers, as the case is today.
Are you satisfied with ITU's push for more women and girls to embrace technology? And what else do you think can be done to get more women and girls into ICT?
Well, I think, first of all, ITU has done a tremendous job, because they have been the ones that have put this on a national agenda. Girls in ICT Day, the GemTech Awards, which I think are tremendous. Are they doing enough? There's more to be done, because this divide is just so wide. And I think what they've done with UN Women, which is to bring a women-focused organization, also UN, a multilateral body, into this, I think is also very significant, because they get a much wider hearing and it's a much wider audience that they're speaking to now, not just ICT ministers, but also ministers that are in charge of women, rural development and all of that, social development. And I think that just widens the context that we have in terms of girls and women in ICTs. So I think that they've done quite a lot, but a lot more needs to be done. All the different countries are coming up with different initiatives to close the digital divide. I think ITU has a role to play in ensuring that we share best practices. I met up with the Pakistani Minister of ICT, who happens to be a woman, who's also doing things around girls in ICTs, and we've agreed to share the curriculum that we use in our Digital Girls Program in Nigeria. So bringing together best practices, sharing ideas, sharing best practices, I think that's one thing that ITU offers for all of us as a platform. I think that's one thing that they can also do. But again, looking for organizations, institutions that they can team with and partner with, who also have a women agenda, I think is one thing that we can continue to do. But doing a tremendous job so far, but still a lot to be done.
And it's not just inspiring girls, of course, it's also getting the men on board as well, isn't it? It's making sure that the culture changes and that men are supporting very much these initiatives.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. So all our male ministers must ensure they also have girls in ICT programs and programs that actually bring women into the world of ICTs, definitely.